Hello, this is George Waring. I'm broadcasting this morning from underground in Uptown Butte. This column was submitted to the Butte Weekly in June 27th of 2022. It's entitled, Abortion Rights Are Economic Rights. The Economic Policy Institute's Asha Banerjee said on the ending of Roe, quote, overturning Roe means economic catastrophe for millions of women. Loss of abortion rights means loss of economic security, independence, and mobility for millions. Women in 26 Republican states banning abortion already face an economic landscape of lower wages, worker power, and access to health care. Asha said, women's economic lives, livelihoods, and mobility are at the heart of the court's reasoning in ending Roe. She said, Justice Alito dismissed the argument that women had organized their lives, relationships, and careers with the availability of abortion services, writing that, quote, form of reliance depends on an empirical question hard to assess. The effect of the abortion right on society and in particular on the lives of women. Asher writes, recent social science literature has examined both the detrimental effect of a denied abortion on women's lives, as well as the individual and societal economic benefits of abortion legalization, as detailed recently in a long report by over 100 economists. Economic consequences of being denied an abortion. A higher chance of being in poverty even 4 years after. A lower likelihood of being employed full-time. And an increase in unpaid debts and financial distress lasting years. Laws that restrict abortion providers, so-called TRAP laws, trap laws, targeted regulation of abortion providers, have led to women in those states being less likely to move into higher-paying occupations. Environments in which abortion is legal and accessible have lower rates of teen first births and marriages. Abortion legalization has meant reduced maternal mortality for Black women. The ability to delay having a child has meant significantly increased wages and labor earnings, especially among Black women, as well as increased likelihood of educational attainment. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warns, quote, eliminating the rights of women to make decisions about when and whether to have children would have very damaging effects on the economy and would set women back decades, unquote. The Supreme Court ignored studies demonstrating its decision's economic consequences. Cruel and misogynistic politics motivated it. Justice Alito's dismissal of claims that forcing women to bear an unwanted pregnancy imposes a heavy burden was glib. He is quoted lying. Quote, federal and state laws ban discrimination on the basis of pregnancy that leave for pregnancy and childbirth are now guaranteed by law, and that costs of medical care associated with pregnancy are covered by insurance or government assistance. Justice Alito does not even seem to be living in the United States. So here's the truth. Women are routinely fired for being pregnant. Close to 9 in 10 workers lacked pay leave in 2020. The costs of maternity care with insurance have risen sharply and constitute a serious economic burden for even middle-income families. Republican states, certain to ban abortion, haven't expanded Medicaid, leaving women without insurance facing much steeper costs, particularly in the immediate postpartum period. And our failed healthcare system imposes the ultimate cost of all on pregnant women. The United States rate of maternal mortality, especially for Black women, ranks last among similarly wealthy countries. In short, the potential costs of bearing a child are high indeed, and it is women who should decide if and when they wish to shoulder them. And so I thank you very much, Asha Banerjee. This is George Waring saying so long.